Proclamation number 5905, March 17, 1954. The measure you give. The measure you give will be the measure you receive. You should not anxiously calculate what you think you ought to give. You should hand out what you are inwardly urged to, for only that which you give out of love will be judged. And if you love, you won't be calculating, but giving generously. By doing so, you will not become poor, as you will be amply rewarded. You will never go without, for I will truly, abundantly return it to you. I will bestow the same love upon you, and that truly to a far greater extent. This promise of mine is applicable spiritually and earthly, for you should alleviate people's hardship everywhere. You should give to your fellow human being what he requires. And the spiritual hardship is far greater still than the earthly one. This is why the spiritual care of the poor has been entrusted to you, especially to those of you with spiritual riches at their disposal, and who shall always share this wealth. All those who have possessions themselves should share their possessions. Yet their wealth will not diminish, for the more they share, the more they will receive. I can only grant spiritual wealth and thus also give the assurance that I will not let them go without to people if they comply with my request to consider their fellow human beings because they lack what they need to help them attain beatitude. Anyone who shares earthly possessions acquires spiritual wealth and at the same time also receives earthly possessions according to requirement. And the more wealthy he is, the more generous he can and should become, for it will be a blessing for him as well as for the needy. Love will flare up brightly, because every expression of love awakens love in return, and because where love is kindled, I myself can be, and thus distribute my gift without limitation. Love must flare up in the human heart, then receiving and giving can take place without measure. Yet without love, every gift is mere calculation or formality, which is not judged by me as a gift of love. Let your fellow human beings' hardships speak to you. Spiritual as well as earthly suffering should awaken your sympathy. Then your heart will be involved. Then every gift will trigger joy in the giver as well as in the recipient. And then I will also be able to give because your love motivates me to do so. And then your wealth will increase, and you will be endowed in a spiritual and earthly way, and you will never again have to go short. For my love and grace will flow to you without measure. You may receive without measure according to my promise. The measure you give will be the measure you receive. Amen.